This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do mean that. I mean that sincerely. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being a part of the conversation. Well, you heard the president, you know, last night, and said, what are you going to do? Dems immediately came out and talked about how bad of a plan it was. Terrible. Nasty. Can't believe he's doing. Why would he stop people flying in from Europe that may have the virus? I don't know. I have no clue. Joe Bonsignor, your host. Anyway, head over to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do there. A lot you can get involved with. Head over to my website that you can give me your email address. Because a lot of times, you know what? I send out an email once a week, let you know what we're going to be talking about, what we're going to be dealing with, and you can get involved. You can get engaged. And simply, honestly, just let me know. You can always send me an email and let me know what kind of topics, what kind of people you want me to have on the show, authors and so forth. Kevin and Sam Sorbo are going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Talk about a new book that they wrote, True Faith. And it's all about, you know, again, remember, these people have been in Hollywood for forever. I don't want to give away their age or anything, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you talk about what it takes to keep a marriage alive, not just in Hollywood, but how about as a whole, all together, at any point in time. So anyway, you know, you can grab their book, but I'm not going to tell you how to get it until you listen to them, until they're on. I'm also going to have one of our station owners was actually diagnosed with the coronavirus, or has the coronavirus, and he's been in solitary confinement, for lack of a better term, for quite some time now. And you've seen him on Fox and other places, and it's Carl Goldman, one of the owners of KHCS Radio in Los Angeles, or just outside of Los Angeles. And, you know, he will talk. I want him to tell the story. I don't want to give away anything. But he's going to talk about how, you know, what happened, how he got it, and what the signs were and how he's feeling. Now, I don't know if he'll go into it, but he did have a pre-existing condition, which is a big deal, because that's what they're talking about. They're talking about young people aren't getting this. Well, that's what they're saying anyhow. But young people aren't getting this, and the older folks are getting it when they have a pre-existing condition of some kind, when their immune system has somehow been compromised. It doesn't matter what it is. And you see all kinds of closures with this. You know, again, I'm going to bring we'll bring a scientist. I had this conversation today. This is the conversation I had with somebody in the media today. And we were talking about the virus, and I said, look, I don't want to get political. Let's just try to have a conversation without being political. And he said, fine. And as we were talking about it, he said, you know, I said, here's the numbers from past, you know, regular flus, right? What we consider the yearly traditional flu. And I put the numbers out there, and he goes, yeah, you can't say that, though, because, you know, those people were all vaccinated. I said, yes, my point exactly. He made it for me. You know, you're talking about vaccinations, you're talking about not doing enough. CDC has plenty of money. Let's not hear about how their hands have been tied. They've got plenty of money. And how is it that the normal flu virus that people get, you know, vaccinated for every year, we're reminded ad nauseum about getting your flu shot, and we still had, by the end of 2018, I don't know if all the numbers were in for 19, 2018, we had, 42,000 people die. and we had 180,000 people hospitalized. And I know I hear people saying, well, you know, it grows exponentially if we let this one go. Nobody's talking about letting this one go. But to hit the ground running, you can't tell me this wasn't a political move to begin with. To hit the ground running about how this administration did nothing to curb this, it's just wrong. Just flat out wrong. And China, we're playing right into China's hands. You guys realize that? I mean, think about something. Most of what we need to protect ourselves comes from China. The flu came from China. The drugs that we need or could need quickly to help tame this a little bit, you know where they come from? China. We have total oil dependency or non-dependency now with natural gas and oil and so forth in this country. We need to bring the manufacturing back here. We need to bring manufacturing of drugs, of masks, medical masks. If you listen to Chinese state-run media, you'd think that President Trump went to China, released vials of what is it, now they're calling it COVID-19, you know, on groups of unsuspecting men and women and children. Beijing has been bending over backwards to try to convince the world that the United States is the real culprit. I mean, came out of there. They're burying bodies by the thousands, and yet we did it. It's a high-stakes game of strategy for the Asian nation. They're fighting to keep the superpower status. They're in so much trouble that when you look at the economy and you look at what's going on, and the damage we did just in the tariffs alone, they're not as strong as we want to believe they are. And you, even to the ridiculousness of it, that the left is now saying you can't call it the Wuhan virus because that's racist. God bless. Everything is racist. Remember when the peanut butter and jelly sandwich was racist? The Chinese government's already published a book in English with translations of the works in French, Spanish, Russian, Arabic. And they're talking about how to... The book talks about how to handle the deadly disease. Now, China's aggressive new campaign, I believe you can chalk it up to the ambitious propaganda. Right? I mean, seriously. And at worst, it's reckless. But I believe it's planned reckless. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air. Just texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. That's really, I want you involved. I want you engaged. And you've got to get informed. I mean, my God, listen, I'm not saying the coronavirus is nothing. I mean, the virus, any kind of flu is just miserable. But we have gone from zero to out of control in no time. And you already knew last night they were not going to cut President Trump any slack whatsoever. We already knew that. And then the tools, not even the nut jobs anymore. Now it's the tools on the left, which is what I love. Right? The first thing they do after they hear, about President Trump and what he wants to do, they come out and say he's not doing enough. Now, the $8 billion in the Fix the Virus plan, as I call it, right, that was put forth by the Dems. I mean, I keep telling you, just look at California. They can never spend enough money. I mean, seriously, it's a crack for these people. They can never spend enough money. And it's crazy. No question about it. It's just crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I want to get back to what I was saying about China. Because they seem to be getting a pass here. And it actually infuriates me. Because we've been sitting there, we've been watching what they've been doing for years. And stealing intellectual property. And low bidding on projects. I told you earlier about steel. You know, the other day about the issue that happened in San Francisco. Where it was actually, I don't know how you do this. I do not know how this happens. But it's actually cheaper to pour steel in China, put it on a ship and send it here than it is to make it here. Right? Think about it. And then earlier, the Chinese Foreign Minister spokesman Zhao Lijing tweeted that the U.S. military might have brought the coronavirus to Wuhan. So now we brought it there. We let it go so that it would have a jump-off point. And the Chinese, because we do this all the time, Chinese would be blamed for this. And we've seen this happen over and over and over again. They just don't give up. You got to give them credit. They never give up. You know? When you look at some of the diseases from years gone by, what about the swine flu? What I lovingly refer to as the bird disease. I mean, do we let those loose on China too and then bring them back? Or I don't even know how that works. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I think, you know, the Democrats actually pick up off what the Chinese do. You know, let's just blame Republicans. You know, let's find out what David has to say. David from San Francisco, you want to talk about the coronavirus?
Sure. How are you, Joe?
Good. You know, you don't have it. You're good and healthy, right?
So bad.
There you go. Let me go find some toilet paper. Hold on. Anyway. All right. Hey, well, talk to me.
Yeah, we're in a hazardous waste area anyway. We had that ship off the shore.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Radioactive. The bay is radioactive from atomic testing, so we're filled with poisons out here.
When are you going to get out of San Francisco, Dave? Seriously. I mean, do you have the map on your phone so you don't step in the crud when you're walking through downtown San Francisco, too, or what?
Well, actually, there are people that enjoy that. You know what's horrible about that I heard? You know, we've got as many as 60,000 Uber drivers. 60,000. This city is just so flooded with Uber drivers. We've only got 6,000 homeless people. So there's 10 times more Uber drivers. And if you remember how Uber works, they have no central garage. Every driver is on their own. And San Francisco is famous for not having enough bathrooms for the homeless, much less cab drivers, much less Uber drivers. And, you know, it's true. Most homeless people know where the closest bathroom is. It's the Uber drivers that are coming into town that are...
So you're... Wait a minute, David. Come on, you're smarter than this. You're blaming all the dump spots on Uber drivers? Really?
Well, the odds are that it's some tourist who doesn't know where a local bathroom is. Because homeless people do know where the local ones are.
Listen, I go to places all the time where I don't know what a local bathroom is, but I don't hang it off the curb and let it rip. I usually go looking for one or something.
I've seen well-dressed people. There are people that, slumming. You know, college kids are notorious for slumming, you know, so it's an old story. Regarding coronavirus, you know, you made an odd comment there a bit about, I don't know if you've heard, but Trump, you were talking about Trump's plan. Right. Well,
okay.
The problem with Trump's plan is he received a report from Center for Disease Control, and he's refusing to let us know about it. He's basically taken that report and put it on top secret status.
You mean we don't have a whistleblower that could let that go if it's so serious?
Well, it's probably going to happen. But honestly, Trump's plan is not known to anybody because he's declared that the plan is top secret and the taxpayers who paid for it don't get to see it.
Okay.
So now, that, it, there is plenty to complain about with that alone. But the second thing is the abortion issue. And you've probably had the flu bad enough where you're puking so hard you just thought you were going to die, right?
That drinking too much too, but yeah, go ahead.
Right. I mean, there are times when you go into it's such intense convulsions when you're puking that in the case of women, they can spontaneously abort. Now, in the $8 billion that was voted, it was brought up to vote today. The Republican senators refused to allow the bill to go through unless there was anti-abortion legislation in it. Now, if there are women, tens of thousands of women that are going to be puking so hard that, if they're pregnant, they're going to be going into convulsions, jeopardizing.
So, Dave, where'd you get that information? Because I tell you what, I saw some of the rough drafts of the bill, and some of the Republicans that I know, the guys that I spoke with, that never even came up. What came up was all the pork that the Democrats love to do in every bill. The Democrats have never put through a clean bill that strictly dealt with the issue at hand. Okay? I'd be spanking around the Republicans if this was a clean bill, but it's not. Pelosi put all kinds of garbage in there that she said she wasn't willing to die on that hill on, and she's willing to pull out. So, I'm not so sure that that's the only reason they didn't vote for it. I'd have to check that out.
All day, it's been in the headlines all day.
Dave, we can always, David, we can always believe the press, can't we? Listen, I got to go. I got a commercial break.
Senators,
thanks for calling. Appreciate the time.
Yep,
it's all the Republican senators' fault. Sam and Kevin Sorbo join me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump talking about steps being taken to control the spread of coronavirus. He tells reporters after a meeting in the Oval Office with the Irish Prime Minister.
It's a world problem, and you do need separation in some cases. You have some areas that are very heavily infected, and you have some areas that aren't, frankly, but we do need separation.
Meanwhile, coronavirus concerns sending the Dow on another huge downslide. It's the market's worst session since 1987. The Dow losing 2%. 2,353 points, the Nasdaq dropping 750 points, the S&P 500 down almost 261 points. This comes as President Trump suspends travel from Europe for 30 days in an effort to contain the coronavirus. As for individual stocks, airline stocks taking a hit in addition to cruise line operators Carnival and Norwegian. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Are some messed up white people.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fellow.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Two of my favorite people. Actually, that's kind of hard to do because one is more favorite than the other. I'm sorry. It's just the way it works. Kevin and Sam Sorbo join me. They've written a book called True Faith, and it's all about... What do you guys know about marriage? You're from Hollywood.
It's true. It's been, what, 22 years?
Wow. 22 years?
We're going to give it one more year.
If it does, if you can't make it in mesh, you're done, right? You guys should get like a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I mean, seriously, with the way relationships go out there in Hollywood.
I said that after 10 years. I said that's the golden anniversary in Hollywood. Yeah. We'll pass that
up. No kidding. But the one thing you do that most Hollywoodites, whatever they're called, I guess, out there, is you give the glory to God for your marriage, don't you?
Yes, that's actually what the book's about. It's very hard to keep a marriage. It's a work, right? And it takes a lot of faith. And I mean, I joke, it takes a lot of faith to get married. It's not just a testament of your faith. It's actually a testament to faith because you're signing up to be with that person for the rest of your life.
Oh, no. Where do you see that? Come on, Sam, you can go get a divorce now. Some people have been married 6, 7, 8, 9 times. You know how it's been put out there to a young people. Matter of fact, young people aren't even getting married that much anymore. I don't know if it's because they don't want to make the commitment or because they don't know God. I don't know which. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I also think it's what's portrayed through our television and movies. You know, and that's been going on for the last 30, 40 years. And the accumulation of that has just changed the way people look at relationships as a whole. I mean, we've made marriage as disposable as we've made human life.
Yeah, it's funny how, you know, go ahead.
No, that's saying something. I was just saying.
Yeah, and it's almost like that whole abortion issue where we've now made adoption a nasty thing, and abortion is the thing to do. It's the same thing with marriage. We've made it almost like, you know, living together, cohabitating in a house. Yeah, it's the way to go. It's not a big deal. And marriage, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to go through all that and get married and what have you? So, and part of this too is the pressure that's on you. In your environment, in your world, if you would, there's going to be a lot of people look at you like almost like your God's going, oh, my God, you've been married 20 years. How do you do that to the same person? How do you do that to the same person?
Well, we made a commitment early on to never spend more than 2 weeks apart. And we stuck to that. I think we had to break that one time in 22 years. And we keep the family close. As you know, we homeschool. So that also is part of that overall strategy. We see marriage as a priority. And that's sort of what we go into in the book. You know, we tell a bunch of stories about the different trials and struggles that we've gone through and the different ways that we've overcome, and paint a picture of how faith plays an everyday part in our lives. And we just wanted to share that with people because we're storytellers by nature. That's what we do, and we want to tell stories that uplift people, and this is one of them, right? We like to hold our marriage out as something to inspire people.
And we need to see more and more of that, but not just more and more people who've had marriages for long periods of time, but more and more people who actually use the Bible as the basis for their marriage and the basis to step out and believe in their marriage. Kevin and I have got something in common. He said that you got the worst part of the deal. I always say the same thing to my wife. I said, what did you do wrong that God put you in my life? But you know what? We just celebrated 20 wonderful years, too, and I do mean that. I'm not just saying that because I know she's listening. But it's God-based as well. Right. It came together because of the Bible. It came together because God put us together. Why would I just not take care of something that God gave me? And I think you guys look at each other the same way, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No question. I mean, you know, the pact you make is really like you're making a pact with God as well. I mean,
yep.
The whole idea of marriage, I mean, God looked at man and said man shouldn't be alone. And once woman is there too, woman shouldn't be alone as well. We need each other. People don't want to be alone. I just think that we've sort of changed the way, like you said earlier, the way marriage is looked at and the way relationships are looked at. And I think a lot of the movies that we do, movies that really want to inspire people not only for hope and faith and redemption, but also to find that those people in your life, that woman, that man, that family, that, I mean, it's important. I look at it now with three kids. I wish we had more kids. We kind of decided at three, we just sort of stopped, and it was sort of the pack you made of each other. But,
well, that's part of the story of true faith, actually.
Yeah.
And, as you know, Kevin suffered three strokes right before we got married, and that's why he says I got the worst part first, because he was pretty ill for the first 3 years of our marriage, and it was difficult for us to conceive children. We both had always envisioned, even from young ages, of having three kids, boy, boy, girl. That we tell that story in the book. It's pretty phenomenal making that discovery about each other, that we both had that same weird vision.
On our first date.
Oh my God. And you know, it takes off from there. But yeah, I think we both we're so blessed by our kids, and we, you know, we're so grateful for them. And there's a part of us that's like, wow, you can't have too much of a good thing. We would have had more. That wasn't really in the cards.
But the True Faith title really born out of my first book called True Strength, which really chronicles what I went through and with my strokes I suffered in season 5 on Hercules. And the True Strength title really came off sort of as a sort of pun off of what, you know, playing Hercules in those years. I had fake strength. I had stunt guys making me look like a big stud. So really, we're all going to hit that roadblock in our life someday. How are you going to react to that roadblock? You do have to find your own true strength to get past that, because everybody's got a story. And as my father said, I'm sure it's not something he made up, but if life is perfect and everything's going great, just wait a while, because things change in a hurry.
And the fact is that the true strength really comes from your faith.
Yeah.
More than anything else, because your faith is what gives you the optimism to power through.
Sam, I got to ask you, though. I mean, so he had the three strokes before you got married, right, while you were dating? And
yeah, he did.
And did you look at God and go, really? You really want me to do this?
No.
I said that.
Yeah. I had faith before I even knew what hit me. And I go into that in the book, True Faith. There's a little bit of it in True Strength, but True Faith is more both of us telling this story. And I go into it, and I was given the faith. I see the faith that I had as having been a gift from God. And God allowed me to know Kevin for a full year, a little bit over a year before he suffered his strokes. And so I knew who he was, and I knew what I wanted, and I forewent my career in order to nurse him back to health. And that was not a difficult choice for me. That was simply a way of prioritizing. In fact, I was grateful for it, because between you and me, if I hadn't been forced to prioritize, the marriage might not have lasted.
Wow. You know, our stories are so similar. I worked with Tammy for a year. She was my boss. Don't let anybody know that. But she for about a year, and we got to know each other well. And that's how we bonded. We didn't bond in the bar on Friday night. We bonded over a year's period of time. She got to see my character. I got to see hers. And people, there's a lot of Christians out there that don't even have God at the center of their marriages, in the center of their lives. They don't make the decisions based on the Word. They make the decisions based on their feelings and not really what the Word of God says. And I think that's what lends to your marriage. And I'm glad you wrote the book, because you and I both know couples, Christian couples, that don't live by the Word in their marriage, and they can't figure out why things aren't quite going the right way, if you would. So God bless you guys for doing this. And I missed something here. Is it available now?
No, it's available now. It's at SamSorbo.com or KevinSorbo.net, and also on Amazon, of course. But if you go to our website, go to our Facebook page, too, the official Sam Sorbo Facebook page, the official Kevin Sorbo Facebook page. Throw us a like and follow us on Twitter. And I have a new article that just came out in the Washington Times arguing that there is a much more dangerous virus infecting our schools, much more dangerous than the Corona Wuhan virus.
Yep.
And it's called liberalism.
Yep.
And, yeah.
No,
I don't know if it's a pandemic or a dumb panic that we're having right now.
God, you know, I am a trustee on the school board. And my last couple of days have been nothing but this thing all over the place. But listen, let's go a little further with this. I went to your website, and not only can you get information on this book, but they can get information on your homeschooling stuff. You know, they're your kids. And I say that to parents all the time. These are your kids. You have to decide what their education is going to be. And if you can do homeschooling, great. If you can't, you need to pound the pavement and make sure that they're doing the right things for your kids in school. So thank you for writing that and talking about that. And thank you for being with me today. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Joe. Great talking to you.
You too. Thanks a lot. God bless, guys. We'll catch you later. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. You know what? You go out and get the book. Don't play around. Seriously. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. I still want to know what white gold is. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting me, part of the conversation. But listen, let's get to the virus. You know, we're hearing all kinds of things about the virus. We're hearing how poorly the president has handled all this, but I wouldn't expect anything less from those in Congress right now. But let's talk to somebody, not just a doctor, but somebody who's been dealing with it for quite some time and really what it's all about, really the kind of treatment he's been getting, the kind of care he's been getting. Carl Goldman joins me. He's one of the owners of one of our stations in the Los Angeles area, KHTS, 1220 AM out of the, out of the Los Angeles area. Carl, thanks for being with me. Tell people how you're feeling.
Joe, first of all, I know you're glad I'm not in the studio with you, but I would love to be in the studio with you right now.
Yes, I am very glad you're not here, but I'm also glad that you're doing well and you're still with us. That's also wonderful, too.
Exactly. So I've actually now had the virus. This journey started January 17th when my wife, Jerry, and I went on a cruise through Southeast Asia, and then on the Diamond Princess, we finished 15 of our 16 days. Ended up getting told that a passenger had left the ship in Hong Kong, came down with the virus 4 days later, and then, as history has shown, the Diamond Princess became a floating petri dish as 700-plus of us ended up with the virus. I flew to California not knowing I had the virus, although they had tested me 2 days earlier, so I've actually had the virus since February 15th. Those results didn't catch up with me for a good solid week.
Wow.
When we landed at Travis, well, let me backtrack. I had no symptoms, and that's what's so pervasive about the virus is you could go 2, 3, 4 days with no symptoms but still have the virus and be contagious, and I guess the bugs can live on surfaces for anywhere from 1 to 24 hours. So the guy from Hong Kong, who we call Ground Zero, could have gone down a staircase on the ship. I went down it, you know, an hour or two later, touched the railing, picked up the virus, and then for the next 4 days or however long it took for the virus to fester inside me, once I became contagious, I could do the exact same thing. So it was pretty crazy. With my symptoms, we got on board the plane, headed back to the States with no symptoms of the virus, took a nap because it was an all-nighter, woke up 2 hours later with a fever over 103. They put me in a quarantine unit on the plane. And, Joe, unlike other colds I've had or the flu, I had nothing but the fever and a dry cough. The dry cough lasted with me for a good solid 2 weeks afterwards, but the fever disappeared after 8 hours. So there was no runny nose. There was absolutely no sore throat, no headache, no chills that you normally get with that high a fever, no diarrhea, so I don't know what the run was on
top of that one either.
yeah, no pun intended there. So for me and for most of the people I've spoken with, and we still have a number of patients here, and I know there's some still at Travis Air Force Base and over at Lackman, those patients all really ended up with pretty minor colds is what it amounted to. I was put in a biocontainment area for 10 days because I have Guillain-Barré syndrome also, and I'm 67 years old, so they thought I was at risk. They monitored me. I made it through the 10 days there with no complications whatsoever. And there's no cure for this right now, so no antibiotics, nothing. They gave me a little ibuprofen to make sure my fever didn't return for a couple of days.
No vitamin C or anything along those lines?
None. I even asked for vitamin C infusions, but they wouldn't mess with that. The only thing they gave me, Joe, is, believe it or not, Gatorade. I went through gallons and gallons of Gatorade, every flavor in the rainbow. The light blue is the bomb, and stay away from that grape because that's nasty.
All right, so listen, at its worst, or what you perceived to be at its worst, did you just feel like you had a bad cold? Were you having some real hard time breathing? I mean, let people know what it was like at its worst moment.
Yeah, it wasn't even a bad cold. On a 1 to 10 scale, I'd give it a 2. If I wasn't contagious, I would have been at work 24 hours after the fever. Yes, I was fatigued after the fever. The dry cough was there, but the fatigue probably came from a combination of the virus, the fever. We had been up for 36 hours just getting to Omaha, and then just the jet lag one experiences when they come back from Japan anyway. So I probably had a cocktail of all that. So, yes, it took me maybe 3, 4, 5 days to get my strength back up to 100%. But other than the cough, that was it.
Wow. I'm amazed at the, and again, I don't want anybody to think that we're belittling this, and there are people that have died from it. I get it. There are people that are worried about getting it, but I'm fearful that we've gone from 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds, and you know, this is going to be a pandemic that's going to wipe out, you know, 10. Somebody said today, actually, somebody on the air said today, I wouldn't surprise if we reach over 1 million people on this. And I'm thinking, why are you doing this? You know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Do you get the sense that the doctors that you're working with are worried that it's going to do that?
No, and we've got the CDC here. We're in one of the places they set up when 9/11 hit. There was the anthrax scare, so the CDC set up 3 locations for biocontainment here in New York and Atlanta. So I'm in central command here with the CDC. They never used it for anthrax, used it 15 years later for the first time with Ebola, and then I was patient number 2. So this staff's had a lot of training, and what they're trying to do is slow down the spreading of the virus here in the States, because every hour that they can contain it further gives them another hour closer to finding a solution to this and also getting a better handle on how the virus travels. I'm doing a clinical study. The normal procedure for me to get out of here is to put two cotton swabs up deep up my nose for 5 seconds and down my throat, and then that result comes back in 4 hours. And I am doing a clinical study, so I get a bonus of two swabs under my eyelids and one up my rear end, Joe. Yep.
Oh, God.
I'm taking one for the team here.
Oh, God. But again, it's just to let people know, this is not, if you get this, it's not terminal. I mean, yes, we've had people die from it, but we've had a lot more people have had it. Some people probably, and I heard one of the doctors talk about this, some people have already got this or had it, been through the cycle, and they're back to normal now because it didn't affect them the way it does some. And I'm sure you've ever heard some of that, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we traveled, and what's weird is some get it. Here, my wife, Jerry, was with me the whole time. Man. I was as contagious as can be. She didn't get it. We were traveling with two close friends, Mark and Jerry Jorgensen.
Yeah.
Jerry Jorgensen was the first one to come down with it. Mark is a double kidney transplant. He was the last one to get it, other than my wife not getting it. And he never had any symptoms, no fever, nothing.
Well, I'd say it's her Italian blood, but I'm understanding that people are coming back from Italy with it, so I don't want to, you know, want to go that far with it. But seriously, you know, your wife does take care of herself. I mean, she does. She works out a lot. She takes care of herself. She eats well, and I'm sure that has something to do with it. And you know, a lot of us, again, like myself, I was at CPAC, so they said that they still won't tell us who it was, but they said there was a person there who came down with it. But there was 10, 12, 15,000 people there. And if it spreads like wildfire, you would think a lot of us that were on Radio Row and other places would have had it or would have it by now. So, I think, again, I don't want to demean this situation at all, but I think that we need to calm down. We need not to panic. We need to do what it takes to kind of, you know, boost our immune system and make sure that we're healthy and can get through this should we catch it, correct?
Yeah, and that's good advice. The other advice I give is get a good digital thermometer in your home, because 99% of the cases of the coronavirus have that quick high shot of fever. And you know, Joe, as we're getting into spring now and allergies, we don't want people to freak out every time they sneeze or sniffle or cough. Grab the thermometer, and if you don't have a fever, the odds are really, really in your favor that you do not have the virus.
Yeah, and, you know, people, it's really funny, real quick, before we run out of time, people are complaining that they can't just go get checked, and I got to tell you, how many times do you just go get checked just to get checked for the flu during the year, right? I mean, it's not like, the stuff is so far out of the norm now. I think people, again, I just want to say it again, don't panic, relax. If you're not having trouble breathing, you've not been around those people, just take it easy. Take it a step at a time. Don't whip yourself into a frenzy, right?
Exactly. Stay calm and just chill.
And I'm sure the food you're getting is just terrific, isn't it?
You know, the food's okay. I complained. I was on one of the network TV shows, actually on Fox, and they asked me what I missed the most. I said, here I am in Omaha not getting good steaks. And the kind folks heard that at Omaha Steaks, and they delivered steaks that night. We had Omaha Steaks. All the patients and all the medical staff. So listen,
Omaha Steaks, if you're listening, Carl would love it if I could taste one of those steaks so I could kind of experience the same thing he did. Anyway, Carl, God bless you. Get better. We're all praying for you here. I can't wait to see you when you get back.
Thanks, Joe. You take care.
All right. Joe Mussini, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to find out what was Pelosi trying to do? What did she want? And they had to take out that bill to get you people healthy again. We'll be right back.